Good morning, good morning. This is Mississippi Hats from B Bronx, New York. Let us pray. Father, I want to thank you for the beautiful day we never seen before. Some of God treated us so too busy to even pray. Even if you are in extreme business in the serving of this faithful prayer while you work, you can run a risk of complete breakdown, burnout of your spiritual life. You cannot fulfill your spiritual duties without proper prayer. It is the encouraging and inspirational for us Christians to serve well. It gives us the thrill to everything that you are embracing, honoring your master's name, and gives you a deeper satisfaction that you cannot get from other sources. So as we say today, let's stay prayed up today, Lord Jesus. Father, let's pray for the De Leon family and Artists International. Pray for Reverend Dr. Spiller and Dr. and Godmother for their leadership. Pray for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Robinson for their vision for this TMC call. We ask a special prayer for Dr. P.K. Robinson, that she can't stop and be the person she always has been. Pray for the speaker this morning to deliver this message today. Pray for the Wendy Dorsey family. Lord Jesus, this morning, touched her. Give her the speaking of our Lord. Pray for the sick and shedding. Go by the nursing home and pray for Mr. Myers. Lord Jesus, that he get up as 95 years old and still do the things he's been doing. TMC family, and yes, thank you for listening this morning. Let us say God is good. It's good to be good, and God is good all the time. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away. God bless you.
God bless you too, woman of God. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer and for tagging this day. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us Wednesday, and so we know that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. So thank you so much for all that you do for the kingdom. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And I thank you for dialing in this morning to the Master's Call, where we stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer every Monday through Friday, and we end this call in prayer. And so I thank God for what he's doing here on the Master's Call, because each and every day he is enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here with the Master. So we welcome you. If you are visiting us for the first time, we ask that you would dial in again on tomorrow and the next day, because this call has been going forth mightily every Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010. Yes, we are approaching our fifth year here on the Master's Call in this telecommunication sanctuary, where we have not missed a day of being here. We are even here on the holidays for you to dial in. Also, the unique thing about this call is that we have a website. And so I would like for each of you to join us on our website. Also, send our information out, post it on your social media pages so that other people will know that there is a platform called the Master's Call so that they can get acquainted to what we are all about. So our website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All of our bios and information for our call can be found on our website. And also, we do have opportunities for you. There's opportunities for you to greet, as Minister Cynthia just did, and currently I'm hosting this call, and so there's opportunities for you to host as well. Also, there's going to be a message coming up very shortly, and so Also, if you have a message in your belly that you need to share with the masses, there's an opportunity for you to minister here on the Master's Call. So please, please, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will definitely respond to your request. Immediately following this call, every day, we head over to the new morning motivational call. And if you are a part of Artist International, you do not want to miss that call. There's so many great things that are happening in Artist International, and you want to make sure that you stay plugged in and connected. So make sure you dial 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598#, immediately following this call. Also, every day at the same number that I just gave you, at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time and 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, we have the Millionaire Call. Yes, the Millionaire Call. So I would ask that you, along with your guests, come on to the Millionaire Call and see what is going on. There are so there's an amount of great information available for you, as well as some awesome and amazing testimonies that are being put forth on the Millionaire Call. Again, 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598#. Okay, well, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this day, he is definitely someone who is moving and building the kingdom of God. When I tell you that last week he came forth mightily on last Wednesday, I'm telling you that message had us jumping around the entire rest of the week. And so I am excited to hear what the Lord has put on his heart to share with us this day. Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck Brown II has a heart for the world. He is married to the love of his life and best friend, Marcia Brown. Together, they are raising two extraordinary children, Charles III and Christina Eve. In 2004, Pastor Chuck founded Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Kenner, Louisiana. The Lord has blessed this ministry to grow by leaps and bounds with a cutting-edge contemporary style of worship designed to win the lost to Christ and help believers grow in their faith. Pastor Chuck is an author, singer, songwriter, musician, producer, and businessman. Chuck often states, "My number one priority in life is making others better." This is what drives him. And so he definitely brings a practical and profound word of God. He, if you have not got his book, Death of the Desperate Woman, Part 1 and Part 2, then I invite you to make sure that you have that in your household. You can connect with him via Facebook. He's Pastor Chuck Brown on Facebook. And at this time, he is our messenger with the message this morning. So at this time, without further ado, I bring to you none other than the phenomenal, the amazing, the charming Pastor Chuck Brown. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Chuck. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiff and Mississippi and Pastor Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, we praise God for each and every one of you for what it is that you do with this call and with ministry. Exodus chapter 13, I want to read verses 17 and 18 there, then chapter 14, verses 10 through 16. Reading out of the New Living Translation, a little different, but it's the same word of God. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 says, "When Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them along the main road that runs through the Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land. God said if the people are faced with the battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led them in a roundabout way through the wilderness toward the Red Sea. Thus the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle. And as Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and panicked when they saw the Egyptians overtaking them. They cried out to Moses, that's chapter 14, verse 10. And they cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, "Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? What have you done to us? Why did you make us leave Egypt? Didn't we tell you this would happen while we were still in Egypt? We said, leave us alone. Let us be slaves to the Egyptians. It is better to be a slave in Egypt than a corpse in the wilderness." But Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Divide the water so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground." I want to begin a new series for the next few weeks. I'm very excited about it, and it's really nervous excitement because it's one of those moments in which you have to have complete and total faith in God. I don't know if you feel this like I do, but it seems like we're in a serious place of transition. Every man and woman, boy and girl that believes in Christ, we're all in a very crucial deciding point. Right now, I need you to understand that God has a prepared promise for a prepared people. You have to begin this day, right now, preparing for that promise, but it requires that you move from where you've been and shift into the unknown. And so I want you to get excited about this series. Get ready for the shift. Get ready for the shift. Get ready to shift your life altogether. If you don't shift, you won't move. If you don't shift, you won't progress. If you don't shift, you're going to stay right where you are. If you don't shift, you're going to repeat the same mistakes of last year. If you don't shift, you're going to have the same issues and the same problems and the same confusion and the same disorder. Get ready to shift. Shift, shift. No more parking. It's not the time to park. This is not the season to park your dreams. It's not the season to put your vision on hold, or your goals or your ideas or your business ventures or that writing your book, buying a house, going after that promotion. Don't park, because parking will keep you where you are. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in the same place this time next year talking about how 2016 is going to be my year. No, this is my time. Honestly, the Lord has been dealing with me about this for a while now. I've been feeling something strong in my spirit, mysterious unction from the Spirit of God that overcomes me. It tells me that this is bigger than just some date and time. Hear me. Where you are right now is the beginning of a new season in your life. It's the beginning of a new season for you. Wait. This has nothing to do with days and weeks, months and years. A day is limited to 24 hours. A week is limited to 7 days. A month is limited to 4 to 5 weeks. A year is limited to 12 months. But baby, with all the hell I've dealt with this last year and a half, I don't need just a year of harvest. God said that we're entering into a new season. And the season is not limited to a year. In fact, the season has absolutely nothing to do with time. Seasons operate where God is in eternity. So this season will last as long as God says it will last. And I feel this for the people of God. There's change in the wind. There's a release in the atmosphere. This is the season for serious miracles. And God keeps giving me this word. You've probably been hearing me talk about it week after week. Turnaround. He's getting ready to turn things around for you. But you have to shift. There are those of you who hear and receive what I'm saying and need some things turn around in your lives to just within your mind say, God, I'm ready to turn things around. It begins with the idea of shifting. As I was preparing for this series, God had me to look at automatic versus manual transmissions. The problem many of you had before was that you were operating in automatic mode. You thought things were just going to happen for you. You thought that because you're saved and just because you're a giver, just because you gave your life to Christ, that things were going to happen for you automatically. that you will automatically be blessed, that you will automatically be promoted, that you will automatically get your family saved and win your husband back and walk in freedom. You thought it would happen automatically with no effort, no action, no faith, no follow-through, no consistency, no prayer, no fasting. But I need you to learn how to get out of automatic mode. You have to manually make changes if you want to go forward this season. In this season, only those who move in purpose and on purpose will receive the promise. There's a lot that you're going to have to do if you want to be further this season than you were in the last one. In our lesson text, we find the Hebrews or the Israelites who had just been set free from Pharaoh's rule in Egypt. They had been in bondage for over 400 years. Multiple generations had to endure the same thing. When they received the word from Moses that they were chosen as God's people, don't get it twisted. Don't get beside yourself. God did choose you. They realized that he was responsible for them. And God sends Moses as his instrument to give to Pharaoh instructions to let his people go. After Pharaoh refuses, God sends plagues to demonstrate his power and to let Pharaoh know he wasn't playing with him. Then the children were set free, the children of Israel were, and look at how God does it. He did it with a mighty hand. He did it where they came out looking better than how they went in. I love that God will always bring you out better than you were when you went in. We may not like going through what we have to deal with, but you have to be honest. You're better off today after you came out than you were when you went in. Will anybody on this line admit that you're far better because of your storms? Can you be honest enough to say that you're better because of your tests, that you're better because of the struggle that you've endured, the bondage that has come on your life? You're better now. Look, I know you didn't like it then, but look at it at you now that you're free. I know you didn't like the situation, but look at the swag you have now. But be careful, because the Israelites came out thinking that they were automatically going from Egypt to the promise, and it's not automatic. They didn't realize they were going to still have to work hard at getting what God promised. And God wants us to make the switch from automatic to manual, or what we call a stick shift. Chapter 13, verse 18 of Exodus, it talks about how the Lord, how God led them round about, didn't lead them straight from Egypt to the to the promised land, but he led them in a roundabout way, even though there was a shorter route. It's interesting, because it was God who led them in the wilderness. Don't tell me that God won't lead you into trouble. God will absolutely, from time to time, lead you into trouble. Ask Gideon if God won't lead you into trouble. Ask Samson and David if God won't lead you to trouble. The spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, actually even led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. God will lead you places where it seems like you're in trouble, but even though he leads you into trouble, he just won't leave you in trouble. And so then in chapter 14, we read as we continue to go forward that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. It doesn't say anything about the enemy or the devil at all. There are some things that you're going to experience in your life that have nothing at all to do with the enemy. God allowed it to happen. So stop giving the devil more credit than he deserves. He has no authority to just come up against you. He can't just come up against your ministry unless God allows him to. I think that because things are going smoothly in your life for a while, things are popping, growth was explosive, and you know, you're getting promotion on promotion. Blessings on blessings on blessings. But then, you know, things like that happen, and people forgot that we still have to do the work. We still have to work hard if we want to go to the next level. It's not just going to automatically happen for you. We have to manually put forth effort. You got to manually get involved in your destiny and get busy and be faithful. You have to do it yourself. Verses 10 through 12, we read how the people got frustrated. They became despondent. They were hopeless. They were downcast. They were dejected. They were pessimistic and negative. And they make a mistake in verse 12. They say that they were better off in the place that God delivered them from. Never get so frustrated that you don't appreciate what God has brought you from and start saying stuff like, you know, for all this, I could have stayed where I was. Could have stayed in that bondage of marriage. Stayed on that job that God let fire you. I could have stayed in that situation that God delivered you out of. The past, hear me, is never better than the present. I know it may seem like that, but it's not. Trust me, trust me. You know, you hear all this talk about how America used to be and when we had morals and values, and so a lot of people want to go back to how America was, but they forget that it was only good for some folk. Yeah, because in our past, we had racism and discrimination. It's still there, but it was really prevalent then. When we come out of stuff and deal with frustrations, it always makes the past glimmer and shine like it wasn't as bad as it really was. That's why you keep going back to him, because you forget how bad he actually treated you. And because you're frustrated being by yourself, you'd rather have a piece of a man than stay free from that boy that God delivered you from, and vice versa. So they're frustrated. They don't know what to do. And what does Moses tell them to do? He tells them to park. He says, stand still, Moses says. And we love to hear scriptures like this. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let me be clear. There will be times when God will tell you to do so, like he shared with the Israelites later on in their history. While they were in battle, God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In fact, there are even times when God will put you in reverse mode, where he will have you to go, it seems like you're going backwards instead of going forward. We saw earlier that God told them to go the way of the wilderness through the Red Sea, and that he hardened Pharaoh's heart to frustrate them. But who's talking now, telling the people to stand still? It was Moses, not God. God sent Pharaoh to frustrate them. But right when they thought they should just lay low and chill, Moses was telling them, don't do ministry right now because you're frustrated. Don't be faithful right now because you're going through. Don't tithe right now because you know what you're dealing with financially. And Moses told them to hesitate and pause. But then God asked in verse 15, why are you crying out to me? What are you asking me for? I didn't tell you to stay still. I didn't tell you to stop working. I didn't tell you to quit what I called you to do. So what? You're frustrated. So what? You can't see your way out. So what? You're aggravated. So what? You're disgusted. So what? It looks like things are going from bad to worse. Don't hesitate. Get ready to shift. Don't keep crying about it. Get ready to shift. It's interesting that God wants us in manual mode. What did Moses have in his hand? He had a stick. He had a rod, which is really a stick. Yeah, stick shift. You better get ready for the shift. Stop allowing people to frustrate you to the point where you miss God by stopping everything. There are generally five levels of shifting that must occur for you to reach maximum speed. And I know I won't get through all of this today, but I want to share. I want to begin sharing. But before I can do that, I have to tell you about grinding and bucking. I experienced, when I was learning how to drive a stick shift, I experienced both grinding and bucking. I was having problems adjusting to the switch from automatic to manual, because there is a big shift when you go from automatic mode, automatically responding, to being able to shift manually. Grinding occurs when you're supposed to shift but don't. Grinding tells you that change needs to happen. It tells you that you're not doing the right thing. It reveals that you're messing up. It shows that you're still having the same struggles. I didn't realize it, but I was damaging the car because I wouldn't shift. I was damaging the car. Don't go through another season of grinding because you're doing more damage than you are good. See, those of you who've been sitting on your gifts and won't use them, you're grinding. And it's going to be rough for you this season. Those of you who've been inconsistent and unstable, it's grinding. Don't grind this season. Grinding will limit how far you go, and then it will cause you to break all the way down. Stop grinding and become a shifter. The other problem I had was bucking. Bucking is embarrassing. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced it, because you can't really do anything about it when you don't know what you're doing. You just buck. There's a delicate balance that must occur when you're shifting from gear to gear. You have to balance the release of the accelerator and the clutch. It's hard to get at first because you want to keep going forward, but you also don't want to stay in that same gear. So the clutch represents, you can just follow me, the clutch represents the Spirit of God in our life, and the accelerator represents your actions and ability. You have to be able to know that without the clutch, the Spirit, you won't be able to shift gears no matter how hard you try. That's why the Bible says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. That's why the Bible says if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Lord in your life to be that clutch so that while you're putting forth your efforts, the Lord is also going with you. So many of us are bucking, bouncing from place to place, bouncing from job to job. The reason you're bucking is not because you don't want better. It's because you're not asking God what he wants from you first. He didn't say seek only. He just said seek ye first. You have to ask him first. You have to balance out your efforts with the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me just give you this first gear, and we'll stop there. A car generally has five gears, and then it also has to reverse. Gear number one is take the first step. Take the first step. If you don't move out, nothing will happen for you. An old adage goes, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a step. It doesn't begin with 1,000 miles. A journey of 1,000 miles doesn't begin with 10 miles. It doesn't begin with 20 miles. It begins with a step. Stop saying you can't exercise and just take the step. Stop saying you can't go back to school and take the step. Stop saying you can't get the house and just take the step. Stop saying that you can't get the job and fill out the application. You don't see when you're moving out because God told you, every step that you take has this power of the Lord with you. He told it to Joshua. He said, look, every place the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I've given it to you. But you're going to have to take steps. You're limited by what you're willing to step out on. If you're not willing to take the first step, then you're not going to ever, ever, ever receive the manifestation of what it is that God has promised you. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be added unto you. Everybody who acts, everyone, every last person who acts receives. They receive what? An answer. Every person who seeks finds. Every person who knocks, doors are open for them. But if you're not taking those steps of asking, you want to keep your mouth closed because you're so shy and reserved, or you don't think that it's going to happen for you anyway, that's not going to happen. If you're not seeking or really pursuing opportunities, if you're not knocking on door after door after door, then don't expect things to happen in your life. It happens for those who are willing to take the first step. If I want to move out in my life, if I want to go to this next season, if I want to go to this next level, I must be willing to shift into this first gear of taking the first step. I'm looking forward to continuing this particular introduction, actually, on next week, and I pray that also that you've already received what it is that the Lord has given me for you. We love you with God's love. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. I'm turning the call back over to my sister and the Lord, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, praise God, praise God, praise God. What a on-time, powerful, and profound message, Pastor Chuck. We are excited with anticipation and expectation of the other points that will come with this message are in the series on shifting. So, yes, we must shift in this season. So I'll be calling you back, man of God, to give us our benediction for this day. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the message straight from the throne room. I pray that our hearts and our ears and our spirits were open to receive what you said, God. And so as we move through this day, Father, we move in your spirit. We move with your spirit, Father. We move in the steps that you have already predestined for our lives, Father. We walk in victory on this day, and we ask that you would fill us up, God. Fill us up with your anointing. Fill us up with your love. Fill us up with your power. Fill us up with your peace. Fill us up with your joy, God. Fill us up right now, oh God, until we overflow, Father. And so we look forward to this being a great day. Why? Because you made it, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We look forward to this being a great day because we will go out and make our day great. We will not let anything hinder us from what you would have for us to do this day. And we ask right now that it would be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, Father. So we just thank you for Pastor Chuck, and we thank you for the message and for the instructions that he gave to us this morning, Father. And so I ask that every need in his life will be met in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak deliverance
on this line. I speak healing on this line. I speak that every single need is met in the name of Jesus. I decree it and declare it, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. TMC family, I know that you want to go back and hear this call, so please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677#. Please post this on social media so that others will be able to get the beginning part of this series, and make sure you invite people to come back and join you here on the Master's Call. We'll be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598#. Wellness and Awareness Wednesday. Make sure that you are there. Please do not forget the Millionaire's Call, not only for you, but invite others to join us immediately, not immediately following this call, but at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, and also 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, p.m. Central Standard Time, at the same number, 530-881-1300, the access code 539598#. Artist family, we want to continue to keep our sister Wendy Dossie lifted up in prayer, as her husband has gone on to be with the Lord. So we want to continue to pray for her comfort, her peace, and her strength. So continue to call out Wendy Dossie's name as you go throughout your day in your prayer closet, in your prayer time. Please call out her name. We're going to keep her lifted up in prayer as she goes through this time of her, this season in her life. So actually, at this time, Pastor Chuck, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes, Father, we're grateful for all that we've received on today, what we've experienced. Grateful, oh God, for the prayers and petitions that were lifted up to you. We lift up our sister in this time of bereavement. Ask that you would give her comfort and peace, and allow that family to feel you in ways that they've never felt you before, and hear from you in ways that they can't hear through us. Bless their lives, oh God. Bless us as we go throughout this day. Let this be the best day of our lives. We give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless each of you.